Green Bay Every Day with Alex and Alex, live from the Everlight Silver Studio in downtown Madison on your Monday, March 25th, 2024, alongside Alex Gravatt, Alex Strofe, hanging out with you on the Monday after the first weekend of the NCAA Tournament. G, how's that bracket looking?
You know, it's fine. I have some that are good, some that are bad, whatever, it doesn't really matter. I'm just in the middle, as you'd expect from somebody who is a football-first person who works at ESPN.
Well, I'll say this. I just think it's complete luck.
Yes, because, and I have proof of this.
Okay,
because
go on.
The guy, so we're doing a league where the winner of the bracket challenge gets to choose where they draft in the upcoming fantasy football draft.
Oh, that's fun. I
it's
like that.
It's fantastic. I've never been more excited about
fun idea.
A bracket like this. The guy who's currently winning in the first round drafted exclusively the entire way through, or not drafted, but chose the higher seed, so the winner, like chalk, right? And then he chose Michigan State to win, which was a great call, and then Wisconsin to lose because he is a Minnesota fan and he wanted to spite me. I found out today from our friend that this guy, Nate, who I've never met before, but we talk a little bit of garbage in the group chat,
Hold on. Let's time out right there. So you've talked trash to this man before?
Yeah.
Okay, go
Well,
on.
I mean, not so much directly to him. I got added to a group chat last week filled with all numbers I don't know and my friend Mitch.
Okay.
And I talked.
So you're like an extra in this group.
100%.
Okay, gotcha. I'm in a few of those fantasy football leagues. I feel you.
And this guy just happened. He's never watched a basketball game in his life. Like, he is not a fan of college basketball.
True.
He's probably watched some haphazardly, but this guy, I was like, how is he doing so well? My friend Mitch says, oh, that's Nate. Nate doesn't like basketball. He's never really watched college basketball in his life.
So how has it worked out so well for him? Why is he in the 99.5 percentile?
Well, because this year, the thing is, it's kind of dumb. Like, all of the higher seeds have won. 12 of the 16 teams that are remaining are just the highest seeds
Chalk,
remaining.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got NC State. You've got Gonzaga, who really should have been the four in that bracket. And then I'm not even sure the other two are off the top of my head. But it's just kind of panned out to be the perfect year to be a high seed.
Indeed. Clemson, one of them, by the way, that you missed there.
That's right.
They're a six seed, and I don't know the other one you missed. San Diego State is no number five seed.
Right.
So you're upset with this man.
I'm not upset with him. I just, like, honestly, when I saw that he was doing so well, I was like, oh my gosh, am I about to get bodied and, like, make ESPN look bad in this group? And then everyone's just like, oh no, he doesn't actually know. It's all luck. It was a relief.
Well, that's good. I don't think you'd make us look bad, by the way, though.
Thanks.
Anyway.
I mean, I make the office look pretty good in general. I've got the best hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tall.
Mm-hmm.
Professional athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. I agree with all of those. So what other observations did you make this weekend while watching the NCAA tournament? You mentioned one about coaching that I wanted to dive a little bit more into.
Yeah, I think I've become a bigger fan. Now, I don't know most of the coaches of college basketball, but they're the mainstays, right? Because the players leave at a rapid rate, which is part of the reason why I've struggled to get really deep into college sports before, because the turnover is real. It's very real.
Very high, yes.
But I think I like college basketball coaches more than NFL coaches as I dive in, other than maybe Andy Reid.
Okay.
Andy Reid's a character.
What makes you say that?
Like, Shaka Smart this weekend.
Yeah.
Munching away on this gum.
Yeah.
Falls out of his mouth.
Sure does.
Without a beat. Locked in. Ready to go. He goes from intense to, oh, picks it back up, throws it back in his mouth. Gross. And then just keeps going.
5 second rule, bro.
No, it is wet and sticky. That is like,
it's wet and sticky.
The gum. It's wet and sticky. If you drop a piece of orange chicken on the floor out there, are you going to eat it?
If it's been less than 5 seconds, probably.
Appalling. Absolutely appalling. No, if it is
dry
food.
Are you telling me you're not a 5 second rule guy?
If it is dry food, 30 seconds. I don't really care. There's like, I don't know what the science is to prove it.
Define dry food for me.
Chips, goldfish, crackers. If I drop a piece, like a crouton, sure. But like the second it is wet, you pick it up, you can see what is stuck to this food item.
I don't think that's how gum works, especially on a basketball floor that's been cleaned multiple times.
Have you ever walked across a basketball floor?
Many times, yeah. I played basketball.
Have you ever slid on a basketball floor?
Once again, many times, yes.
When you stand up, you can see exactly where the dust was.
But the issue is, where he was the sideline. He had been the only one in that area.
That's not true. That's where players come in and out to sub. There's probably drip of sweat
drip.
Right there. Drips.
Drip.
Stop it. Okay. It's a Monday. I'm having a hard time. I'm riled up.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, I do want to talk about some of the NFL owners' meetings and stuff going on down in Orlando, including the coach's picture, which was taken. And I got to be honest with you, G, I don't know how you stare, because I see you have it up in front of you, at the NFL coach's annual picture, which includes this year 27 of the 32 NFL head coaches, including Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. I don't understand how you look at that picture and be like, yeah, I like college basketball people more than these guys. You got Mike McDaniel rocking a full jumpsuit and a white hoodie. Everybody else in the photo is wearing a collared shirt.
I don't think that's a jumpsuit. I think that is a
track
zip
suit.
Up
I
sweatshirt.
Meant, track
suit. Oh, okay, okay.
I didn't want to. I'm not calling him a criminal. I meant tracksuit.
Yeah, and he's got the pants rolled up. I think he looks trendy. He's got the worst smile of the bunch for sure, though.
Yeah, I think the sun's hitting him in the face a little too hard.
Oh yeah, then you've got just a bunch of normal looking guys.
Yep.
And then obviously Andy Reid, who just looks awesome. Jim Harbaugh right in the middle, smiling, big goofy looking guy. I'm for it, but I don't think that there's anything that really stands out here. It is a bunch of young men. That's the thing that's changed recently. There's a much younger crowd. Bunch of young men wearing polos and a couple quarter zips. One guy wearing a white button-up t-shirt.
It looks like they're all hitting the golf course. And then you, of course, have the Andy Reid patented Hawaiian shirt.
But that's also golf course attire. Like,
for sure.
I would be wearing that at the golf course. You're looking at a bunch of normal-looking buff dudes who are going to go golf, and you're like, I like that more than Shaka Smart spitting his gum out, and then he could have just hoovered it right back up, and it would have been the same thing to me. Just
hoovered it?
Yeah.
Like, put his mouth to the floor and suck it up?
Yeah, right back.
That would have been cooler.
That would have been wild.
That would have been way cooler. Okay, interesting. So Matt LaFleur sitting next to Sean McVay. I don't know who's on his left, though. Do you know who that is?
I'm going to guess his name.
Okay.
Chris Johnson.
It's not Chris Johnson. I don't know who that is. That might be the new Atlanta coach, Dave Canales, maybe. I have no idea. Hold on. Go back to the photo. I don't want you to look up the answer.
Okay.
Go back to the photo. Tell me how many people in there you can't identify.
Oh.
Right? Just go row to row, right? So guy right next to the floor, neither of us know clearly.
Yes. Yeah, so we got McDaniels. I'm unsure. LaFleur, McVay. I actually don't know who this is, and I feel like I've seen him before.
That's Sean McDermott from the Bills.
Oh, really? He looks cooler. Like, I like his outfit maybe the most. He's wearing some cool J's.
And then the next two are so fun because it's Harbaugh and Harbaugh.
Yeah, and then you got Reed, which, what a trio of football brains.
For sure. Good dinner that night, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably, I could probably get away with about half, maybe a little bit more than half.
Yeah, it's tough every year because every year I look at these and I'm like, huh, I guess I really don't know what any of the new head coaches look like.
You really could have convinced me that this was Sean McDermott. I just always thought Sean McDermott was, like, bigger, thicker.
No, you're thinking of Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
He worked with Sean McDermott.
What?
I said he worked with Sean McDermott.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Brian Daboll's the big beefy guy in the back right.
Oh, okay, so I was right. Good, yeah.
Yeah. You got the right idea. Okay, what else? I heard you went to a ball this weekend.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
So, Lily, Elfie, my lovely, wonderful girlfriend who has a nickname, Elfie, that everyone calls her whatever, she took an MSCR class. MSCR, a great partner.
Yeah.
I talked about this on the podcast on Friday, which you were not a part of. It is the Scottish Country Dance Ball.
Hold on. I got about three things to clean up before you continue. Number one, I have no idea what the hell Scottish Country, what'd you say it was?
Scottish Country Dance.
I don't know what that means. Number two.
What do you think it's
MSCR,
like?
Madison Sports Community Recreation, MSCR.com. Number three. I don't know what I understand this is something she likes.
She's a big fan.
So you got roped in by association.
Yes.
Okay, I follow.
So what do you think Scottish country dance is?
I would assume it is the version of country music they play in Scotland.
No. No, this is like when you like bagpipes,
yeah,
fiddle.
Sure.
It's not country.
Where
music
was this
at all.
Held?
This was held at the Madison Memorial Union.
Sure.
The day of, there was a walkthrough, which I went to, and
you went through a walkthrough?
Yes. Elfie's best friend has been taking this class with her, and They were going together. I was supposed to go with her best friend's boyfriend. So it was supposed to be Sam and I, and Sam did not come. So I was just alone in a room filled with people who are fanatics for Scottish country dance. I was in the introductory level. Elfie and her best friend went to the advanced level.
You got abandoned?
I did. I was running solo in there.
No way.
With a bunch of folks.
Oh, I'm leaving. If that's me, I'm leaving.
No, I had to learn how to do some of these dances so I could dance with Elfie.
You are such a great partner.
In that room, I was able to procure a kilt.
Yeah, you're going to have to say that again.
Procure?
No, yeah, say it like I'm eight.
Procure.
No. Change the word.
Oh, acquire. I was able to obtain
wore
a kilt. Yes, I have. And I didn't realize this. It was the pride of Scotland.
Also, I don't think acquire is a word fit for an eight-year-old, but neither here nor there.
We might have been different at eight. let me see if I can pull up this picture. Yes, here we go.
Okay, so hold on. Were you dancing like one-on-one with strangers?
Yes. And, well, no, it's not one-on-one. You stand in two lines, and everything is in sets. So you're either a set of two, three, or four, and then it is you and the person across from you are mirroring each other in a lot of these ways. It's mostly just like bouncing in place and walking around. I have a oddly robust history of dance in my life, and so I was able to catch on relatively quick, and I did fine in the dances I learned, but yeah, it was a hell of a time. I marched into the room to the sound of a bagpipe, and we danced from 7 p.m. until around midnight.
Oh, wow, that picture, that's a short kilt. I've got long legs. About your privates.
I had shorts on underneath.
Okay. That's a lot of leg.
Well,
you're showing some skin, man.
Yeah, someone said, everyone's got skin to show or leg to show. And so I pulled the kilt up and stuck my leg out as if.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's fine.
So did you ever make your way up to the intermediate room?
No. So, sorry. That was the walkthrough at 1 p.m. from 1 until 2:30. Then I went home, got the kilt, because the person, it turns out, lives next door to me in the apartment complex next door to me.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I walk over, get the kilt, come back, and the dinner started at 5:30, and then
this is a full day.
Dancing, or the procession into the room started at 7. The dancing started at 7:15, and it kept going, and I actually did end up buying a kilt in a silent auction to support
the company. What the hell's
going on? And now I've got a kilt in case I need it.
Can you wear it to work?
I mean, it's
think about it this for a second, though. For your day job, right?
Yeah.
Which is also with us here at Good Cover Brands and ESPN Madison. Any meetings you're on, nothing below the waist is showing.
Yeah.
So you could get away with wearing a kilt all day. Could you do this tomorrow for me?
Oh, man. I could.
54 high tomorrow. Nice day out.
I can do it.
All right.
I can wear the kilt.
Hell yes. Do you have two?
Currently I do. However, it is not mine. I still have the other person's kilt.
Do you think they would be upset if I wore it for a day?
I do not know at all. I mean, her kilt is a very nice kilt. I'm willing to bet it was a $200 kilt.
Oh, yeah.
Least.
I'm not touching that then.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess what I've realized in my adulthood is that young men are making dance classes cool again. Because we had Colin Russo. And maybe there's just something in the water with ESPN Madison producers. But we had Colin Russo on the podcast 2 weeks ago to explain his affinity for line dancing.
He loves it.
And now you're doing Scottish country dancing.
So we had brunch on
Sunday
morning. Which I
didn't even
know
was a thing, might I add.
Oh, okay. Also, I was one of the youngest people there. There was like three couples that were, you know, around 30 or below. Everyone else late 50s or older, for sure.
So this is like a retirement home.
100%. They're like, the first thing I saw when I walked in is I was kind of sitting in the back of this. It started on Friday. There was a concert, and then this was
an all weekend event,
and then there was brunch on Sunday. So it was the entire weekend. I missed multiple games to watch this.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. So when you say we went to brunch on Sunday, this was part of the Scottish country dance event?
It was at Nancy's house, yeah.
Who the hell is Nancy?
She runs it. I don't know, man. She was really excited. As we were leaving there, she said, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We've got more young people. And like,
aww,
they were all really excited to have multiple young people. And they're they are absolutely campaigning to get me to start going to Sunday night classes.
I was just about to ask, does this mean you're in it now?
Oh, man. It is a unique thing. I will probably go to a couple of classes. I am not going to go to many.
Can you, it's bad because it's an audio medium. I was going to say, can you show me what the dance looks
like? The thing is, for the most part, it is scampering between and around the lines with other people. So like
you scampering.
Stand, yes, I would say scampering. You stand in pods of, so there's three on one side, three on the other, and then you'll like turn around your shoulder and do figure eights. And so when everyone does a figure eight at the same time around each other, it is called a reel. It looks very cool. It's relatively complex, and I'm not confident you could do it.
I recently read a review for Green Bay Every Day that said, those guys don't talk about football enough. I dedicate this episode to you, Mr. Reviewer. He's Alex Gravatt. You can find him on Twitter at Alex Gravatt, G-R-A-V-A-T-T. You can find me on Twitter at Alex_Strouf. That's S-T-R-O-U-F. We're back with you tomorrow, maybe.
To talk about football?
Maybe. It's Green Bay Every Day in the Green and Gold Fix podcast feed.